the center of lament.
At the center of lament.
No to silence.
No to silence.
No to men dressed up.
No to men dressed up in silence.
No to the slapping hands.
No to the slapping hands.
Sharp.
No to sharp things.
No to the center.
No to the full blossoms of flies on the food and in our mouths.
No to men dressed up.
No to the meat I must eat with my head down.
No to the slapping hands.
No to father's hands.
No to sharp things.
No to the hands that bound my father's hands. No to why I must never use these hands to feed myself or others. No to who or why I must love.
No to what
bulk, white, and weight of dresses. No to the black veil that covers the old woman's faces at the cathedral. No to the sacrament that makes me stretch out my tongue. No to the twine and block that bounded my great-grandmother's feet. No to just bread and spoon. No to the pain of cotton.
No to the twine.
No to the pain of sugar cane. No to the mud and the boots that came with it. No to the romantics of white bodies and their glow of pink seduction. No to my own brown body that grew rough and thin. No to the death of beauty that was my face. No to pulled fingernails. No to mice and mildew of fly paper. No to pressed eyelids. No to the amnesia you forced on me. No to the monstrous voices behind the glass. No to the monstrous voices buried under our banyan trees. No to theft from those very trees that are a few now. No to the magic you supposedly brought. No to the idea that there was no magic before you. No to the magic you supposedly brought. No to the idea that there was no magic before you.